Andrew Hodd, first of all, welcome to Yorkshire.
Thanks very much, nice to be here.
It's unfortunately a familiar scene while we're sat here. The rain's falling down and it's looking a bit grim out there, but it must be nice to meet up with Yorkshire teammates and get cracking.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to just be involved in some first team cricket, even though we're not playing at the moment. We've been playing this morning, and it's just nice to have that buzz around the changing room. And the changing room has been great. Everyone's been really, really nice and welcoming on and off the pitch.
They're not a bad set of lads, really, are they? So they've looked after you, have they?
Yeah, no, they're a great set of lads so far. I'm still trying to work a few of them out, but yeah, no, they're good lads.
And Sussex accent, is it hard to understand some of them?
Actually, I think I say that. I think they don't get me more than I get them, actually. Now, I've been obviously at Sussex with Mark Robinson, and he is hard to understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the others are fine.
Obviously, you come here on loan for the rest of the season in the Championship. You found first-team opportunities hard to come by at Sussex. Has that been frustrating?
Yeah, well, they always have a conveyor belt of good keepers, really. You know, whether it's Matt Pryor, Tim Ambrose, now Ben Brown, myself. You know, it's dog-eat-dog, really. And maybe I didn't, you know, perform as well as I could have done, or I know I can. And so, yeah, I've just been the one to miss out so far. But hopefully, you know, it's just nice to play some cricket and hopefully get some good performances.
Do you see this as a real opportunity to get some first-team cricket under your belt and impress again?
Yeah, definitely. I think any cricketer or any sportsman, really, who, you know, all they want to be doing is playing sport. You don't want to be watching anyone else get your runs or take your catches. So, yeah, I just want to kind of give it a red-hot go and enjoy it while I'm here.
And obviously you come into a team which is vying for promotion in Division 2, back into Division 1 of the Championship, which is where Yorkshire belongs. That's what all the people listening to this interview will think. It's a great chance to actually make a difference, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, coming into the changing room has been great, and you can tell everyone's hungry to learn some silverware, which is good. You know, towards the end of the season, sometimes you can go into a changing room where there's nothing on it and there's just a few dead games, but you know, from the atmosphere I'm getting, everyone's mad for every session, every ball bowled, so should be good.
You're keeping in just the Championship. Johnny Bairstow looks like he's going to be away with England, so you should get plenty of opportunity. And Dan Hodgson's keeping in the CB40. How do you find that? Any frustration that you're not in the one-day side as well, or are you just looking forward to the four-day stuff?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, I think you want to play every format and stuff like that, but I'm just really happy for the opportunity to get some cricket, you know. So I'll try and make the most of the Red Bull stuff and, I don't know, see what happens with the white ball, but I've heard good things about Dan and I'm sure he'll do well.
How did the move come about? Did Yorkshire approach Sussex for you?
I think so. I think with me being in my last year, I think you're always kind of on people's kind of minds a little bit, you know, kind of emails get swapped to and fro and so. But so yeah, that I think Martin Moxon's been quite big in getting me here and stuff, so I've been speaking to him quite a lot.
So you mentioned Mark Robinson there, and the Yorkshire connection's probably paid off for you in this instance, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm hoping he gave me a glowing reference. But so, yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of communication with everyone. It's been really good.
You say it's your last season at Sussex. Is this almost like a job interview for maybe a longer-term Yorkshire deal? Is that something that's on the radar?
I'd be silly to think, you know, if it wasn't. But I don't think you can look too far down the line. I'm just looking to win games for Yorkshire and hopefully score some decent runs and take some good catches.
Well, hopefully the weather clears up for you and you get on the pitch.
Thanks very much.